What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Triumphant Life podcast. I am your host, Nicholas Trevelyan, but you know me as Coach Nick E.T. And I have something huge planned for you today. If you're a business owner and a brand trying to grow, trying to get more attention online, trying to get more leads and more sales, this one's going to be a banger of an episode for you. What I'm going to unpack today are three steps to building an authority brand, and why I believe you should double down on your personal brand, why I believe you should create content that solves problems, and how to use that content that solves problems for your dream audience to land more sales and get high quality leads, appointments, Zoom calls, all the things that you need to grow your business. That's why you're here. If you're listening to my podcast or watching this video here, you're somebody that wants to grow online. And I only produce content, guys, that I know is going to help you. And also content that I'm personally doing, that I'm working on, and that's working really well for me. And that's gonna be this episode. Building an authority brand, in my opinion, is the way to stand out from the crowd. Now, what is an authority brand? An authority brand is somebody that is an authority on the subject that you teach. Instead of being mediocre and average, you have to go into everything that you do with your content, your profile images, your photos, in my opinion, again, as the trusted authority on the space. Nobody wants to work with average. Nobody wants to work with junk. Nobody wants to work with cheap, okay? If you're trying to be the cheapest, go sell your shit at Walmart. If you're here, what I want you to understand is if you're great at what you do and you solve problems for your dream audience, it's time to start acting like it, talking like it, walking like it, producing content like it, and I'm gonna share with you three steps how. Very first thing. Identify, number one, who you're talking to. Who is your target audience? Who is your dream client, your dream customer, and your audience? I think business owners are so confused with this, where we want to please everybody, we're the jack of all trades, and you know that means the master of none. I want you to get hyper clear. Step one, who do you help? What do you help them do? What problems are they facing? What keeps them up late at night? As they're scrolling TikTok at night, laying in bed, watching Netflix, what are they worried about? When they wake up in the morning and they're brushing their teeth or they're making their cup of coffee or they're driving to the office, what is that problem, that dilemma, that challenge that they need help with? What is that goal they're trying to achieve? What is the solution they're seeking? Get crystal clear on who this person is. My little trick for you guys is find one of your past customers and think of that person, that family, that home, whatever you do, right? I want you to think of that person, that client, that dilemma that they were facing. So for me, it helps me producing content when I think of a specific person who I'm even making this show for, okay? I have one person in mind who's struggling with their content who I am making this episode for. Here's this person. He's running around producing random ass reel after random ass TikTok, has no clue who he's helping. He's just throwing shit against the wall, hoping something sticks. Man, but my video went viral and I got 1,200 views or whatever. What I want to do is help this person get high quality leads, high quality content, and be seen as the authority, as the expert in his market, just like I want you to do too. So number one, identify who is your target market. I believe there are riches in the niches. And if you want to stand out, you need to get hyper clear and talk to a specific person. You want to be polarizing in your marketing. This video is for X, right? You want to be hyper clear, black and white, no gray area on who you're helping, why you're helping them, what you do unique that can help them. And once you get hyper clear on this, guys, your whole brand changes. Because then it's so much easier to share with the world who you are and who you help. I want you to fill in the script. I help who, do what, and how do you do it? I help who, do what, and how. It's a very simple script. Fill that in. Quick little bonus point as you're working with me here. Go record that on a video and watch what happens. Hey, I'm so-and-so. I help who? Here's what I help them do. Here's the problems they're facing. And here's how I help them solve that. Get hyper clear on that in step number one. Now, step number two, produce value-based content. Produce really good content, tips, strategies, and lessons that help that person solve the problem that you identified in step number one that they were facing. So all of your reels, all your TikToks, all your podcasts, all your posts need to be with one thing in mind. How is this going to help them? What you want to do is start giving them bite-sized chunks of how to solve their problem. What you want to do is be seen as the authority, as the person that's sharing with them really good stuff. What that's going to do is two things. One, they're going to start to build rapport and trust with you. By you sharing really good tips with them, they're going to start to see you as different. They'll start to learn how much you know, and they'll start to see how much you care. It's a very big deal. And what that's also going to do is them start seeing you as a person that can help them solve their problems. The way I see marketing, guys, is probably different than most. I want to put my message in front of people that have the problem that I solve. I want to educate them, give them a ton of value, give them a ton of love, ton of energy, a bunch of insights, lessons, strategies, tips, tools to empower themselves. And then step three is I invite them, and you will, in step three, invite them to learn more, to work with you should they want your help. Give them the DIY tools. Give them the secrets. Here's what Alex Hormozi says, and I love this. Give them the secrets for free. Sell them the implementation. For example, let's say a real estate agent, just making a simple analogy, identifies here's their target market. They could provide tips, tools, resources to spruce up their home and make it upgraded and sell it for more money. And then should that homeowner want to use the realtor, they're going to now see them as the expert, as the authority. They now have a choice to hire that person moving forward. Here's the thing that's never talked about in this formula. If somebody does get to that point of consuming your content, they're going to start to see you as the badass, that you can help them as the authority. When they get to the sales process, whether they inquire on your website to learn more, or your contact us page, or go through one of your sales funnels, by the time that they get you, they're a higher qualified prospect because they've been consuming your content and they have rapport with you and trust with you. And guys, the three steps to build an authority brand is an absolute game changer in your business. I'll run through it real quick, and then I got a story that kind of shares this whole point for you guys. Number one, identify the problems of your dream audience. Get really clear on your dream audience and who you're talking to. Number two, start solving problems through lessons, value-based content, tips, ideas, and strategies that, again, number one, your dream audience is struggling with. Number three, once they've consumed your content, invite them to move forward to learn more about how you can help them solve that problem on a one-on-one or through your product, your service, what you offer. What does that look like? Identify your dream audience, produce a reel, produce a video. I'm producing this podcast, right? And then at the end of your reel, you could say, hey, here's a quick tip. And if you like this tip, you can get a hold of me at, here's my phone number, or go to my contact us page or DM me or whatever that looks like. So I got a quick story for you guys that I'm running through in my life, or running into in my life that I think proves this point. So I'm an entrepreneur, and if you're here, you're an entrepreneur, a business owner as well. And what I'm struggling with personally as a human, as a man, right? I'm 38 years old now. I'm tired. I'm running all hours of the day. We got our business. I'm speaking. I've been traveling, just launched a new book. I have my podcast. I want to produce more. I want to have more free time to surf. I want to have more energy. So I've been really tired lately. Just got off the road, did a series of speaking events, have been on a lot of stages, launched my book, and I've been tired, guys. Been living out of a suitcase in hotels. And so I've been constantly searching for ways to get more energy. Now, I am somebody else's target market right now. So what have I been doing as a consumer? I've been on TikTok and I've been on YouTube and Instagram some, looking at gurus and thought leaders, authorities on energy benefits, right? I've been chasing my lack of energy with a lot of caffeine, a lot of coffee. And so I've been trying to find a more healthier solution. So what have I been doing? I've been consuming resourceful content to help me get more energy. Now watch how big of a deal this is. I am a consumer just like your consumers are consuming your stuff today. So I want more energy. And you've probably heard at this point, you know, the power of cold therapy and cold plunges and ice baths. So I thought that this would be a really great way of helping me. So what is my problem right now? I want you to watch me walk through this. My problem right now is lack of energy. Okay. Lack of focus. I've had a lot of brain fog. Maybe you can relate to this. It's hard to stay on task because I got so many Zoom calls, so much I'm doing. I'm writing, I'm recording, podcast speaking, all the above. And so that's my problem. Like I'm not sleeping well. And so I've been trying to find something to get over my brain fog, to wake up energized, have more alertness so I can provide more to my clients, produce better content. Maybe you've ran into this. And so instead I'm having, you know, I'm having Celsius energy drinks or a cup of coffee from Starbucks. So I started looking at cold plunges. So last night I was on TikTok and then I got on YouTube and I was looking at cold plunge tanks. And there was this gentleman that produced a video of the difference in cold plunge tanks, which will, again, give you less brain fog and cold therapy. This video is not about that, but here's the concept. And this guy was standing there in his back patio, and he started talking to me in his content. So he produced a video just like you can and just like I am. And he was standing there in the ice bath or outside of it, and he was shirtless. And he said, listen, guys, I'm a father, I'm a man, I'm training at the gym, I'm sore, I'm tired, I'm in my 40s. I'm an entrepreneur, I'm busy. And he said, let me tell you why I started cold plunging. And then he went through it and he said, listen, I was fatigued. I was having too many cups of coffee and I was like, I'm listening. And he's like, and I had brain fog. And I'm like, okay, I'm really listening now. And he's like, and I wanted to be more productive and I wanted to provide more to my business. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. And he's like, I wanted to be more alert and I was having a hard time staying on task. And he goes, let me jump in the cold plunge and show you what I'm talking about. So he dives in the ice bath and you watch him, you know, do his breaths. And I'm watching a guy who's solving the problem in front of me that I want solved. And he was like, listen, I can only tell you guys what I'm doing myself. I'm in this cold plunge. I do it every day. I bought this tank. And he's explaining the tank. And it was this $1,200 barrel. It's called the ice barrel. And he's going through why he chose that one, why he tried to do the DIY ones. And I had already done the DIY one. I was like, dude, I think this guy is talking to me. Like, he knows my problem. He knows my challenges. He's creating content that is showing me, teaching me, demonstrating how to solve said problem. And I was like, shit, this guy's good. I love this. I feel this rapport with this guy. I feel he understands me. He does, because he is me. And he was a personal trainer, you know, a fitness coach, all the above, teaching health and mood and depression and all the stuff that people face. And then he said, listen, I can only share with you guys the research I've done. I kind of know a lot about this. He knows more than I do, right? He is truly farther ahead this rabbit hole than I am. And then he said, listen, here's the tank that I got. It's called the Ice Barrel. There's a promo code in the link below if you'd like to get it. I highly recommend you should. And let me share with you a couple other videos that share with you how I do my ice and how I do this when I'm on the road and all the above. So here's what I did. I went to his promo code. I clicked on it, I bought the $1,200 ice barrel last night, and then what did I do next? I watched his next video on how he makes ice at home. Then I watched the next video on how long he spends in the cold tank. And all the while, I was consuming content from an authority who's farther ahead on the space, who knows more about the space than I do. So what has he done? He, one, identified the problem of the people that he's trying to help. Two, produced real, relevant, consumable content. Really good content. And was it that highly produced? No, it was homie out in his backyard with his cold plunge, obviously a microphone is what he had. He had an iPhone and a microphone, okay? Which is what I'm talking to you on today, which is what you have to produce content. He shared his value. He shared insights, really good, relevant tips. That's what I'm trying to get to in this episode for you. Provide real shit that people can consume that genuinely helps them. And what happens? They will see you as an authority and start to build trust with you, hear what you're saying, consume the content, go, dude, that's a really good idea. And then he gave a chance for me to move forward, which I did for his affiliate or whatever. And now I'm a client of his. He made a commission, whatever, right? That's how you build an authority brand. One, get clear on the problems that your dream clients are facing. Two, produce value-based, good content that genuinely helps them. Give a shit. Don't hold the stuff back. People are like, oh, well, when you're my client, then. No, you have to demonstrate what makes you different now. How do you stand out online? Give them an idea of what it's like to work with you. Share with them your knowledge. Like if you go to Costco and taste like a taste tester, right? They're demonstrating the product. Now, you can't demonstrate your knowledge as a realtor, a loan officer, a construction guy. So you have to show them through your words, through your videos, through case studies, through before and afters, right? You have to demonstrate that stuff. And then when you've demonstrated your value, your tips, your concepts, they've gotten value out of it. They can see you as the professional, as the expert, as the authority. Then they have a chance to move forward, whether that's your link in your bio, to email you, to DM you, to contact you, to go to your sales funnel. So guys, that's how you build an authority brand. This crazy marketing strategy, just help people. Just help people and watch what happens to your brand. Provide real, relevant, good, badass tips that genuinely help your target demographic and watch what happens. Cool people respond. They're like, dude, that's a cool tip. And guess what? You get to give really cool stuff to really cool people and help them and make an impact in their lives. Thought it was perfect sweatshirt to wear today, my impact sweatshirt, because that's what I'm focused on. It's helping people make an impact in their lives. By you sharing your content, you're able to impact somebody else's life, whether you know it or not. You'd be shocked how many people are consuming your content that don't like or don't comment, that you don't know are there, that are getting value out of your content. I had this gal watch one of my TikToks months ago, and I guess she had dog-eared it and saved it and then came back 90 days later. And in the video, I was talking about how fast your life can change in 36 to 90 days. She came back 90 days later and told me everything that had changed in her life in 90 days. She was an actor and she had landed this gig and moved to LA and did all of this stuff in her life. I never knew she was even there till 90 days later. Produce badass content. What's cool is you'll start to build authority in yourself, but you'll have a lot more fun in your content too. But talk about real relevant stuff like this episode right here. Do you know how much warm up this took me? None. Why? Because I genuinely want you to stand out online in your brand, get more leads, get more attention, be the authority, have fun producing content, and I want you to win in life. So this was easy for me because this is genuine, real, authentic content that I'm teaching. No staging. You got my you got my you got my stutters, you got everything involved. Just a genuineness, want, need, and desire to help you as a brand stand out. Does it make sense? Produce your content this way with authenticity. Be real, be vulnerable. Be straight with people, provide value, and then at the very end, just say, hey, if you like this tip and you're that type of a person, hit me up in the DMs, go to my link, and we can learn more. And guys, that's three steps to build an authority brand. So if you're here and you've gotten some value out of this episode, watch what I'm about to do. Guys, if you are a brand who's trying to stand out online and you need some more help, there's two ways that I help people do this. We start with your brand getting hyper clear on who you are, what problem you solve. I help you start a podcast and then you turn that podcast into a book and you use this book to become the authority in your space to land more clients. If you'd like to learn more about how all of this works, I want you to go to bookwithnickyt.com. Again, that's bookwithnickyt.com. You're going to watch a training that I recorded. I'm at a whiteboard and I teach you how to stand out as the expert, as the authority, and how and why you should write a book, and how I turned a book, a $5 book, into 300 high-ticket sales and over $3 million of revenue, not all at once, over a few years. Bookwithnickyt.com, I'll teach you all about it. So what did I do there? I provided value in this 16-minute episode, giving you love and energy and tips and strategies and things that I know will help you. Whether you call me or not, whether you go through my training or not, whether you DM me or not, whether you follow me or not, I know that you've gotten value out of this episode. Because you're, if you're my target market and a brand trying to build more authority, trying to get more followers, trying to grow online, you've gotten value out of this. And I can sleep tonight knowing that I've given you my heart and soul. I haven't held anything back. I've given you everything. And what am I doing now? For that group that wants me to handhold them and coach them one-on-one to build an authority brand, to start a podcast, to repurpose their podcast all over social media to be omnipresent, then the ultimate, the cherry on top is to write a book and help you get on stages and blow your brand up. That's that elite group that'll choose to move forward. Either way, you've gotten value out of this episode, yes? If you have, do me a favor. Leave me a 5-star review. That would be amazing. I would truly appreciate that. But also share this with a friend that is trying to grow their brand. If you've gotten value out of this, thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. I'm honored that you're here. And if you'd like to learn more, go to bookwithnickyt.com. Either way, guys, I know that you are one video away, one customer away, one post away from your entire brand changing. I know that by you providing value to your dream clients, it'll start to build rapport and trust and position you as the authority in the marketplace. And what happens when you're positioned as the authority? People reach out to you to be on their podcast. People reach out to you to get on their stages. People reach out to you to host a webinar or host a training. Clients reach out to you for help and advice and tips and strategies. And that starts with the free content that you put out today using that smartphone that's in your pocket. And I hope you learned something from this episode. Quick action item for you before I let you go. Grab one problem that you solve. What is a tip that you have around that? Produce that as a video, 60-second, 2-minute reel. Go to your iPhone right now. Don't wait on this. Don't sleep on this. When we're done with this episode and you hit end on this, I want you to pull out your phone and say this. I help who, do what, and how. And I want you to, little tip. And here's how I do it. Here's a quick tip for you. If you're facing this problem, like the cold plunge, if you're facing this cold plunge problem, try this, right? I want you to provide a real quick tip, authentic, real, and raw, that I want you to go post that to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, wherever, and watch what happens to your brand. I love you. I believe in you guys. We'll see you on the next one. Bye. The boy.